good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Cremo.
To wake you up.
I'm just copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. Let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Oh, yes. Hey. Good morning. Welcome back, Crevo.
To you too.
Yeah, Meg struck down by COVID-19.
Yeah, it seems many people. For the first time, a lot of people in my own circle, I think. Before that, you might know someone that knows someone that's sick with it. Now it's like, seems to be a lot of people.
Think back like 6 months ago, right? Mm. The main line from most anti-vaxxers I met was, well, do you actually know anybody personally that has COVID? I'm like, yeah, man, I know like six now.
Yeah, you hear that a lot less now.
Well, I had a scare last week as well because I was a close contact.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, Sydney party. You know what it's like? Anyway, my friends all tested positive. We had a spa together. We were like close contacts.
Close friends.
Very close friends. Negative, which is great.
That is good. That is good.
Got me an extra week off work, though, which was fantastic.
Hey, that's a win.
There's a win. Silver lining and everything.
Exactly right.
Jackson, welcome back.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well. It's nice to be back.
Rested,
it is.
Well rested.
Well rested. I had 2 weeks off. Jam-packed like holiday, though. Do you know how you just think, oh, I'm going to stop, and then you just don't stop, and then you get to the last day, and you're like, oh, should have relaxed a little bit.
Should have one day where I rested.
Yeah.
No, that's good, though.
Welcome back, Jess. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Did you miss us?
I miss you so much.
Oh, that's nice. We missed you, too. Yeah. What happened there?
Oh, well, someone has to work.
Well, that's true.
It's fine.
Yeah, but you're the boss of the newsroom, so you can make everyone else do it, silly girl.
I didn't think about that.
You live and learn.
You're a good boss, Jess. You really are.
Taking the Christmas? Like, that is a good boss. Absolutely. Lead by example.
Exactly. Hey, guys, we are going to catch up with Meg a little bit later and find out how she's feeling. Kicking off the year, though, lads versus lasses. Fresh off the lasses taking away the win last year.
Look at that trophy there with the big...
Glistening, yeah.
Lasses written on it. Yeah, put it in the cabinet.
Hey, it's Newcastle's easiest prize right now. Basically, how this game works is we've got a set of questions for the guys and the girls based for the opposite sex. Now, the most right, you win the prize, which is today a family pass to the Addams Family 2.
Oh, that's awesome. That's that new animated version. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Great for the kids.
Exactly right. Very simple game. Get involved now. We need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09 if you would like to play.
The Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Now, if you're brand new to the show, how this game works, we've got two sets of questions. One set are based at ladies. Mm. The other ones are based for the guys, but we flip it and the opposite sex needs to answer the questions. Now, the most right wins today a family pass to the Addams Family 2, which is playing now at Event Cinemas Katara. And the ladies did walk away with the win for 2 years running at the end of last year. So we've cleared the scoreboards.
Yeah.
We've got this.
We've got to make it, we've got to do better this year. Come on, boys.
All right, let's go to our first call.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to meet Frank. He's an operator, married with two kids, an NRL fan, and his team is Manly, and we would like to give SAS Australia a crack. How you doing, Frank?
Hello, Frank. No, Frank's not there at the moment.
All right, we'll come back to Frank. Time to meet Lisa. Right, Lisa is a disability support worker, loves karaoke, and when the war is over, her go-to... Oh, okay, hang on a second. And she says that she's a 10 out of 10 on the mic on the karaoke song. Got it. Losing weight is her 2022 resolution and says it's going well already. How you doing, Lisa?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Well, Lisa, how much weight have you lost so far? That's so good. You're already killing it.
I haven't lost any.
It's all, you just got the good mindset already for the start of the year.
Yes.
Too many cream buns over Christmas, eh?
And the rest.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's crack on with your questions. The most correct answers wins today, Lisa. Crevo.
All right, your first one is multiple choice, right? Nice and easy. What is the super cheap auto loyalty club called? Is it A, the Club Plus, the B, Red Loyalty Club, or C, the Super Club? A, B, or C?
Super Club.
Unfortunately not, it was A.
Oh, damn.
It's a Club Plus.
And we were in Super Cheap too.
Oh, you were in there and you love it and you still didn't get it right. Okay. All right, number two. What does the Iron Man brand sell in relation to cars?
Oh.
Iron Man.
Oh, the Hilux. I don't know.
No.
No, it's
incorrect.
Four-wheel drive accessories. Okay. Number three. What does the brand Trojan make when you see that brand at Bunnings?
Oh.
One on the board,
power
Lisa.
Power tools.
No.
No, it's like hand tools. All your chisels, hammers, all that sort of stuff.
Hey, hold the line, Lisa. We'll check in with our lad right now, guys. Frank is back. He needs one correct answer to walk away with the win today. Frank, how are you, buddy?
Good, thanks. How are things?
Yeah, going well, mate. Did you have a good break?
Oh, I had a great break.
Isn't it great? What did you do? Anything special?
Just camping with the family.
Yeah, nice one, man. Hey, well, look, all you need is one correct answer to please the family with this prize. Question number one for you today, Frank. Jennifer Garner is a brand ambassador for which skincare brands?
Ooh. Garnier?
No, it's...
Good guess.
Neutrogena, great guess. Question number two, multiple choice. How long would you leave a Pantene Pro-V Miracle Intensive Treatment Conditioner in your hair for? Is it A, 1 minute, B, 3 minutes, or C, 5 minutes?
1 minute.
1 minute is incorrect. 3 minutes is the correct answer we're looking for. One on the board. If you get this, you win. What is a La Roche-Posay Anthelios Invisible Fluid? Oh, my God. Who wrote these questions? Meg. Yeah, but I'm going to give you a hint here, man, because I don't think anybody would ever
get that. I've never heard of that, yeah.
We put this on when we go out into the sun.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. One on the board, you win.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Jeez. Hey, mate, you have to see the Addams Family. Congratulations. It's playing now at Event Cinemas Crevo. Now, we do love a random story here on this show, and man, do we have one for you next.
Yeah, that's right. So, this has been fascinating because you passed this story to me, and I couldn't really believe my eyes. This lady has more lady bits than you used to.
More than one.
More than one. And I didn't know this was
multiple
medically possible. Wow. And I consider myself a man of science. So next we delve into a bit of biology as we meet the lady with two vaginas.
I mean, one's too much for me.
Well, yeah, that's right.
As a straight man.
Yes.
Two. How do you approach that?
I honestly...
I mean, do you view it as, like, a good thing or a bad thing?
Look, I think guys are less fussy than you might think. I just wouldn't... I don't think it would...
Monday, Tuesday, Monday... Too much. The Novos.
This is a fascinating story. We're a show that does like to look at science and understand the world around us.
So what you're basically about to do is do like a little segment as if it's like the radio version of the medical journal.
Exactly right.
Great.
And instead of just reading some, you know, tabloid news article about it, I thought let's go directly to the source because this person has done an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, where they put up their own answers to all of the questions that people had about this situation.
Now, if you're just joining us, can you please tell us the situation this young lady has found herself in?
Yeah, so I'll read out what she posted and then some of the questions. She said, I was born with two vaginas, two holes, a right and a left. and they each have their own cervix and uterus and one ovary attached to each side. I can have sex in either or both at the same time.
Well, that's what I was really thinking.
And I can fall pregnant in either or both at the same time.
Jess is in the newsroom right now, just shocked and appalled. Can you imagine having two, Jess? Like, that is insane.
No.
One's hard enough, I'd imagine.
One is hard enough.
So, yeah, it's just, it is amazing. Now, this lady has recently had a baby in one.
In the right or left?
So, I think it's in the right because she said that she prefers to have sex in the right.
Right, so left a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know.
She's having twins, like, does one come out of each or? Like?
Well, so, good question. That question has been answered.
It's like a show over in Thailand or something. There's a baby. Yep, right, left.
The doctors recommended that she only fall pregnant in one at a time because it might cause undue pressure, like the two babies developing at the same time. I mean, this is extraordinary, right?
I love this. Do they look... So usually, like, you hear these stories when somebody has, like, an extra of anything.
Mm.
It always looks a little bit off, not the same as the other. Are these, like, two identical vaginas?
I don't want to say curiosity killed the cat.
Have you
looked up? I haven't had a look.
Have a look.
There's no picture, you know, right? But if you are curious,
there
is an OnlyFans.
Of course there is.
Really? Yes, there is.
Wow.
So...
Are there a couple blokes over or, like, there what's
are,
the go?
There are many, like, questions that she simply answers, if you would like to see more, check out my OnlyFans.
I'm looking it up now.
Of course you are. So here's just another example. There's hundreds and hundreds of questions on this Ask Me Anything of Reddit.
Give us a couple.
Here's another one, right? Might be a stupid question, but would removing the wall create one vagina?
One giant vagina.
This is the answer that she says. Haha, yes, but I don't want one huge vagina. The risk of creating one huge vagina is that it would lead to two cervixes and two uteruses, so the chances of falling pregnant in both at the same time is very high.
Also, I don't think her boyfriend would like one big one.
Well, I don't know. I haven't met him.
I don't know how, like...
I haven't met him.
How into that he would be.
Who knows? You'd have to ask him. It sounds like there'd be an Ask Me Anything for him as well. I was strongly advised to avoid pregnancy in each at the same time due to the stress on my body and not knowing at all what would happen. So it's obviously quite rare. So the doctors, they're giving their feedback and input, but at the same time, they don't want to give too much because, I don't know.
Revo, can you give us the OnlyFans? That's all we want. Is there like a username or something?
If you just search Ask Me Anything, AMA, girl born with two vaginas, all of the information is there.
Excellent. Thank you very
much. I will not be clicking on it because
I'm... You will. Crevo acts like he's such a bloody goody two-shoes.
I'm fascinated.
Don't have that open on the incognito tab now.
I don't.
Come on.
But I am interested in the answers to the questions because there's hundreds of them and it is fascinating.
I'll do it on the work server.
Yeah,
I don't want that on my own.
Yeah, on your own computer.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Jackson, you really squeezed every last drop out of that holiday orange. I noticed you were at the Blue Mountains in Sydney over the weekend. Yeah?
I did. I took my partner hiking and he hated me for it, but it was very good. Like, do you know what was interesting though?
What?
So much rain that the tracks were closed, but they didn't tell you until you got 2.5 hours into your trek, so you had to turn back and go again. But yeah, I really did pack it all in.
I did see your story yesterday about your partner Andrew almost stepping on a brown snake.
Yes.
Close encounter.
Close encounter, little wuss.
What happened?
So we were just walking down the track and it was obviously sitting there, but they looked like sticks and then it sort of started to move and I've never seen a grown man move so quickly.
And he's a masculine guy.
Masculine
as well.
Guy, but the scream didn't tell it. Like, he was just out of there. He's like, you need to go first, my man.
Okay. You are the new hike leader, you will.
Yes.
Kruber, you were telling me as well this morning your partner Emmy had her own encounter.
Oh, yes. So, we're at the farm, my parents' farm on the Central Coast, and I was with my parents, like, cooking some food, and I hear this scream, almighty scream coming from the other side of the house. I run across, see what's happening. Snake, Emmy says. She was on the toilet, and a snake slithered just above her head and sort of slithered along. I looked up, and I saw probably about maybe half a... It was probably a meter long to a meter and a half.
What about the girth? Was it like a thick snake?
Yeah, like a big bratwurst, a big old thick sausage. And this thing was just slithering along the rafters in the house. Always a concern. She didn't want to go to the bathroom unaccompanied after that. Or what? I had to do a snake check before.
Every time.
Just for the rest of the day, yeah. Because she was like, what if it comes back? I was like, don't worry. What a thought.
Oh, what a mess. Don't worry.
It was only a python. What do you do? Let's do this, though, next. 13-10-09. Have you had a snake encounter over the last couple of, you know, months? Because I think it has been extremely, like, snake-perfect weather.
Well, I just got... when I got here to the radio station this morning, I noticed the grass a little bit long here at the moment. We've got a new game up next. Who can go and run through the field with no shoes on?
That's not me. No. That's not me. I think there's been a lot of snakes around. It's the perfect weather for them. We'd love to hear your stories up next.
Bonobos. We're after your snake encounter stories.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
I've never had a snake encounter story. Like, it's never happened to
you've
me.
Never
and
come
I'm so glad.
Like,
because
in the
I
wild.
Hate snakes.
You've never seen
in
a
the
snake.
Wild. I've seen them, but I've never, like, had an encounter with one.
Right.
The closest I've come to a snake encounter, like a big old snake, was when I was, like, a kid. I used to go holidaying at Huskisson down on the South Coast.
Yes.
And my uncle, like, killed a black, red-bellied black snake and, like, hung it as, like, a trophy.
Oh.
Like, you got it. That's my
very
only
gruesome.
Very gruesome. Emmy, your fiancé, had one crawling or slithering.
Yeah, so she.
Roof, right?
She just finished on the toilet and was just standing up, and I hear this almighty scream, and apparently one had slithered just above her head. There's like an indoor plant in my parents' house, and it was slithering along the indoor plant and up into the roof.
I love that you're just so, like, okay with the whole thing. Like,
was
spoken like a true person that grew up on a farm. Let me tell you, Kruber, us normal people that grew up in a normal house, snakes on the roof, not normal.
Not even on it, in it.
Gabby's called up. Hello, Gabby.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Good, Gab. Hope you had a great holiday. But more importantly, tell us about your snake encounter.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine was with my partner, and it was a little bit silly. We went out cycling, and we came across a big red-bellied black snake.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told my partner, he's from the UK, I'm like, just leave it alone, and it'll be fine. So his famous last words were, I'm going to go and annoy it.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, I reared up onto its back, jumped at him and chased him for 5 metres. I've never seen him run so fast. It was hilarious.
He was lucky to outrun it.
Oh, such a Brit thing to do.
Let me have a look at that.
He's not going to do anything to me.
Yeah, there's not. Well, the thing is, snakes.
Sort of poisonous snake.
Snakes in the UK are pretty harmless overall, so that's probably, he gets his fearlessness from that, I'm thinking.
Were you paying?
Not fearless around him anymore.
Were you paying him out for ages after, Gabby?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I still do.
What you need to do is you need to go to, like, the $2 shop or something and buy a heap of those fake plastic snakes and just plant them, like, under his pillow and stuff. Like, really drive the torture home.
Oh, my God, I hadn't thought about that.
It's a plan. It's a solid plan.
Very mature prank.
Yeah, indeed. Straight out of the primary school playbook. up next, I want to talk about something that I saw the other day. I'm going to call this guy for how do you say that word?
Anonymity.
Yeah, purposes. Rotisserie Robert. Now, there's this Facebook group that's a lot of fun. It's called Newey Parking Fails. And essentially, it's people around Newcastle who post photos of people that have parked really badly, like their car. Now, I spotted Rotisserie Robert.
So it's like a business, right? Yeah,
it's a business, yeah, which is the name I've changed.
Good.
Right? It's totally changed.
Completely different.
I saw him parked in a no parking zone. Now, I had a little giggle to myself because I'd seen this same car parked in like a no stopping zone before in the same area. And I thought, oh, look, two for two. Got to take a photo and show you. I then came across him several times in this group. Is that one as a bit of a bandit? I want to fill you in more on the whole Rotisserie Robert situation up next because this is a local story you've got to hear. The Novos. Now, if you like to see people parked really badly and people taking photos of it, Newey Parking Fails is your local group, right?
You introduced me to this last week. And let me tell you, man, this is some good stuff.
Yeah, people parked across four parking spots, sideways, all sorts of angles, every kind of bad parking. That's the home of it in Newcastle.
Do you know another really great car-related Facebook page to join is I Got Bogged at Redhead.
Oh, that's another good one.
Oh,
another local excellence at its best. Now, what made me think about this Facebook group, because I hadn't actually gone onto it in ages. You know, it's one of those groups that had just been sitting in my list. But I saw this guy who I'm calling, to make him anonymous, Rotisserie Robert. Now, Rotisserie Robert, I'd seen parked really badly once before, and I sort of told you as a joke. And then last week, I saw him parked really badly again in a no parking zone.
Now, just to paint the picture here, Rotisserie Robert has a really recognisable car.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what car it is. Because
or what colour.
Or what colour.
But trust me, you'll know it's him.
You see Rotisserie Robert, you know it's him, right? Now, I saw him parked in a no parking, and then I decided to jump on that Newey Parking Fails thing just to see if anyone else had spotted him around. And boy, they have. Very, very common. There's one of him at, looks like some sort of chemist shop across two parking spots. Then there's one of just him with his door left open, him bothered shutting his door, just parked in the middle of like a driveway. And then people reply to pictures of Rotisserie Robert's photo with other of their own pictures in the comments. There's a picture of him in a no stopping zone. There's a picture of him across the motorbike only parking. There's a picture of him just up half on the curb. This guy...
Putting it out there, do you think this guy is Newcastle's worst driver?
I've never seen him driving.
Worst parker?
I think he plays fast and loose with the parking rules and thinks, if there's space, that's a parking spot. That's the way I think he views the world. If his car fits, then his car fits.
See, the way somebody parks their car, I feel, says a lot about them as a person.
Now, you're a new driver. How is your parking overall?
Really good.
Yeah, so would you...
I mean, that's what we all say, right? pretty good.
If you came in hot at a bit of an angle, would you back out and readjust?
Straighten up, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, but I'm OCD like that. I can't have anything like off angle.
Yeah. So, but you've got respect for the parking rules.
Absolutely. And you know me.
Yeah.
I hate when people are inconsiderate of others. And at the moment at home, right, because I have like underground parking
in
my apartment building, I'm squeezed between like this massive Land Cruiser and a brand new $100,000 BMW.
Oof.
Here's my granddaddy car, the old Mazda 6 2003, and I'm trying to squeeze in, and they both keep parking close to the line.
Oh, the worst.
So annoying. I'm actually almost ready to leave a note.
Oh, that's
you know I love people to leave notes.
Don't you, what? Well, if you enjoy seeing people badly parked and venting about it, check it out.
Rotisserie Robert.
Find him there. He's your local hero of bad parking.
It doesn't get any more meme friendly than that, does it?
No.
History, Robert.
No, he's well known in that group.
Do you reckon we could get him on the show if we disguise his voice?
I think
let's try and make it happen.
Let's try and do it.
He might even just want to reveal what his business is.
He might.
You know.
It's something to do with Brad's histories, I reckon.
7:02, checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. And do not forget, before 8 o'clock today, your chance at $1,000 with Smash for Cash. We'll tell you how you can win that soon.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? Not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Over the holidays, I spent like a week or so visiting my mum, who lives in Sydney, and the family, which was great. They got rid of the spare bed, though, so it was a couch thing. So, it was no good.
Is it a couch long enough for you?
No, it's a two-seater.
Terrible.
Like, who buys a two-seater for a lounge room?
Well, that's a great question.
What is the
everyone sit on the floor? You know what that is? It's a strong hint to your brother and sister to move out.
Absolutely.
There's nowhere to sit.
I do love mum. So the more you're there, mum's like, all right, 52 or 53, and look, she just always comments on like Hollywood celebrities, women in particular.
She loves to keep up with the goss.
No, very critical. She's got a few Hollywood enemies. She doesn't look as good as she looks on TV, I swear.
That
she's
sort of
had Botox. These sorts of comments.
Right.
Anyway, we had Channel V or something on the TV, and Jennifer Lopez, popped up with one of her videos.
Okay, yeah.
And mum has this weird thing where she hates Jennifer Lopez for some reason. Like, I don't know if it's because she looks great at 53, the same age.
Bit of jealousy.
J-Lo looks great. Oh,
she looks unreal for her age.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing that stuck out to me, right, is what mum calls Jennifer Lopez, which was quite bizarre. I let her go for ages and she kept calling her by the name JoLo.
Oh.
Look at that JoLo dancing around like she's 20. Who does she think she is? Bloody JoLo. And did you see JoLo back with Ben Affleck? I'm like, Mum, it's JoLo. He kept calling her JoLo, though. JoLo.
It's like the GoLo version of Jennifer Lopez. It really, really is Jenny from the block. I mean, parents
it's such
do
a
that.
Parent thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What I thought I'd do though this morning, because we've all spent extra time with our families, so we've like noticed these things again. 13:10:09. What do your parents say wrong?
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Like, are they calling your partner by the wrong name, wrong pronunciation?
Often it is pop culture, right?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to, you know, get involved. Or my dad's a sucker for all this because he often thinks he's read something but never, like, watched it on TV or something. So he'll say, you know, he calls it the tweets or
the tweets.
On the tweets. I mean, are you talking about Twitter? Do you mean Facebook? And he's like, I don't know. It's just on the internet.
The Novos.
This morning we're talking parents and their terrible mispronunciations. Yeah, mum over the break, we're watching like Channel V, kept calling superstar, very well known performer Jennifer Lopez, aka JLo, JoLo. Now, as you said before, it does sound like the GoLo budget version of JLo. Like, there is some tragic drag queen in Bali
called
by the name of JoLo.
Yeah, and thinking it's the greatest name that they've ever come up with.
And it doesn't matter how many times you correct parents in particular, they just never get it.
No, because
I heard JoLo at least 10 more times that day.
I don't, yeah. And it's almost as if they think maybe it's like drilled into their brain as that's what the real name is. My dad's a sucker for it. So I've got his three that I've caught a few times.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Can you do them in his Chicago accent?
No, I'm terrible at accents. I'm not even going to try. Keeping on the celeb theme, he calls Justin Bieber Justin Bleiber. Now, I'm thinking it's because he's read, like, the Believer or whatever.
He's read it?
Well, he would
have... Your dad's, what, like, 75?
Yeah.
Watching Justin Bieber's direct-to-DVD movie?
Possibly. I don't know where he got it from, but he...
Justin Bieber.
He'll sort of say something along the lines of, you know, all those young musicians like Justin Bieber. And you think, oh, God, Dad, what are you doing? The other one that is a mispronunciation for him is in the food area, he calls it gnocchi. Which is, of course, very embarrassing. He's supposed to be a man of the world. Obviously, it's Nocky. Come on,
Do
Dad.
You... I feel like, yet again, too much of a snob, Crevo. Like, we know you love food. Do you avoid going to Italian restaurants with your dad just in case he orders the... What is it?
Gnocchi. Well, look, I've considered it. Also, because he's hard of hearing, he says it very loud. So he'll be like, we'll get an order of the gnocchi. And I'm like, oh, Dad, what are you doing? It's very embarrassing. Come on. Yeah. So him at an Italian restaurant, it's a hard no. we'll get takeaway. It'll be fine.
I feel like gnocchi's it's fair enough.
I don't know.
Fair enough. Your standards are too high.
Yeah, well, I expect big things of him. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, my man?
Yeah, so I want to talk about Demi Lovato because some news has come out about her over the last couple of days and she's celebrated it by getting something very special on her head. Also, to Kanye West, his new girlfriend's blogged their whole date night.
I read about this.
So
weird.
I haven't heard. I need to.
Yeah, I'll update you next.
Details after this new FM.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, it's What's the Goss time with producer Jackson. Now, I believe Kanye's new misso has been a-blogging about their dates. What's going on?
There's been a lot of news about Kanye West. Did you hear that he's going to be headlining Coachella with Billie Eilish?
No, that's cool.
So he's doing that. He's also just purchased the house right across the road from Kim Kardashian, even though she's trying to put legal hurdles in his way to get him away. So,
that's awkward.
I genuinely believe all that Kanye's doing with this new girlfriend is trying to make Kim jealous and win Kim back. But we all know that she's got that show coming out and that fake relationship with Pete Davidson going on. So she's distracted. Anyway, they've teamed up with a magazine. Kanye's pretty notorious for going out and about with his publicity. His girlfriend has completely blogged for Paper Magazine a full night that is dating Kanye West. And it includes a flight from LA to New York to go see a play. She says... Ye has just completely swept me off my feet. He keeps the energy going. This is full on. It goes right into it. Instant connection they had. She says his energy is so fun to be around. All my friends were laughing, dancing and smiling. And this whole blog post is accompanied by some very kissy photos.
Oh, God. Do we know anything about her?
What does she look like?
She's a model. She's very pretty. But do you know what's really interesting about these photos? I would not be surprised if it's not actually Kanye West and just a paid actor, because this person has a hoodie on and is completely covered in Kanye's clothing line. So, you know.
So, do you think she's a super fan, or...?
Do you know what? She sounds like someone who's just having her management pay Kanye to make Kim jealous and her a little bit more famous.
So, it's they're all in on it sort of thing. It's a business transaction more than a relationship.
Yeah, well, it was rumored they were dating on New Year's Eve, and then it was officially confirmed in this new editorial that she's done for a blog.
I think they'll get back together, Kim and Kanye.
No.
Really?
Fully done. Kardashian filed for divorce last February, but she's officially ended it over the last last couple of days as they announced the new TV show, which is coming very soon, which is exciting.
A nightmare, him moving across the road from her. Like, she's never getting... If they are, like, truly breaking up for good, imagine that. She's not getting rid of him anytime soon.
No, he will never leave that house.
He finds some baby mama, gets her knocked up, and he has to go and look after her. He's not moving.
Which is possible. Which is possible for him.
Anything's possible with Kanye. Anything's also possible with Demi Lovato. So she's also been in the news a lot. Over the weekend, it was revealed that she was off to rehab. So she broke her sobriety and she checks back in. But she's out now. And guess how she celebrated, guys? She got a head tattoo.
A what?
A head tattoo.
A head tattoo?
Yeah, like face her head.
No, side of her head above her ear. But it's a giant black spider.
Oh, that sounds... gross.
This girl, Demi, identifies as they, so apologies for that, but they are never going to recover. Have you seen the team of people around Demi Lovato right now? They are exploiting every bit of illness that she has that she needs to recover from for cash. It's kind of like a Britney Spears situation. I don't know if you've seen Demi singing to ghosts over the break. I got a bit of audio for you. Now,
here we
you
go.
Tell me that this production team is not fully taking advantage of how cooked Demi Lovato is.
She has trauma.
How do you
and
know?
That's why she doesn't like men.
Maybe if you sang that, sing a song as an offering, we could come back in the room.
Oh, yeah. You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am.
There we go. Standing ovation.
That, to me, sounds like a girl that needs help, and those people in production do not sound like they care.
It makes me so sad to see her just so damaged.
What I think is happening as well is those people that are getting involved, they're taking advantage of somebody who will welcome new people into her circle that are, you know, maybe not normally at that level of celeb. So producers and stuff that would normally work with her probably leaving, and other ones that are coming in, they get the cred of working with Demi Lovato, but at the same time they're taking advantage of her situation.
It's very sad. I'm tipping Britney Spears to step in on this. I reckon it's going to happen. They're apparently friends.
Quite good friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Janet Tell.
Watch this space.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good.
But different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamer.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Over the break, Maddie went for 2 weeks to Tasmania, hired a car, drove around, awesome, had an awesome time, right? And
we had very different holidays. Here you are, just following your social journey on your holiday.
Yeah.
Fancy food and nice hotels, right?
Well, just normal hotels, but yeah, fancy food.
I'm rolling around drunk on a beach somewhere up the coast.
Hey! I love fancy food. That's my vibe. If I'm on a holiday, I want to, you know, treat myself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys have a great time?
Had the best time.
Did you
and
Emmy reconnect?
I don't know. We didn't disconnect.
No,
so.
But, it's different.
It is.
Especially in an LTR like you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You go away together. No distractions, just you and your loved one together. Yeah.
And it was very nice. It was absolutely...
How many times a week, day were you doing it?
What? Reconnecting? We'd reconnect at all sorts of different points. You know, we'd share a nice meal and then reconnect about, you know...
After the meal.
Well, you never know. You have a chat. And
than you would at home.
Absolutely, because at home you live busy lives, don't you? And then these things can... You're not chatting as much, if you will. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
take it as you will.
As you will. On the first day, we drove to this little town called Oatlands. Now, Oatlands is famous because it has dozens of these, very early sandstone houses and buildings. It's one of the biggest, collections of them in one town in all of Australia, which I find very charming. It feels like a slice of old England. We went into a shop there which sold all kinds of interior design French sort of stuff, very fancy stuff, which I enjoyed a lot. We had an interaction with the owner, which left us a little flabbergasted because she was just so rude.
Rude.
So we walk in, we're like, oh, hey, how are you going? And this is, keep in mind, the first day that people outside Tasmania are allowed in. And she goes, where are you from? And we're like, oh, we're from Newcastle. And she goes, what flight were you on?
Oh, no.
And because apparently one of the other flights had a COVID person on it. And we're like, this flight. She goes, oh, okay, you can come in then. Afterwards, we looked on Google. We're not the first people she's been rude to. There were dozens of reviews of this rude lady and her rudeness, all one star. Gonna get into them up next.
Oh, this is great. For you to get upset by the service you receive, I feel like is a big deal because you're so chill and don't care about anything.
What flight were you on?
The Novos.
Yeah, and we're talking Tasmanian Karens from your holiday right now.
My name is... My name is Karen.
Never met a Karen of the Tasmanian variety before.
And you know what? I almost didn't meet them the rest of the time. Everyone was super nice. But this lady was pretty rude. Now, we went into this shop and it was actually an incredible, like, indoor-outdoor shop. So just to give you a visual, it had these beautifully...
Like a Bunnings
section. Beautifully manicured gardens. It was called the Jardin Room, like a French word for garden.
Yeah.
And it had all these, think like a $5,000 provincial farmhouse table with, you know, antique chairs, that sort of stuff, you know, brass lights, all sorts of antiques, quite fancy.
Oh, yeah. What's the average price of something you would buy in this shop?
Look, there was a small, like, cast iron frog doorstop that was, like, $40. And I was like, I'm not buying anything here.
This is the equivalent of Crevo just ducking down to a corner store, like a Golo or a reject shop.
Look, we were on...
Rich, I tell
ya. We were on holidays. We were allowed to fantasize, and that's what we did. We walked around and went, you know, checking out everything, and eventually... Actually, we did buy something. We bought, like, a nice new house number for our house.
What did that set you back?
Like $35. But it looks really
house
good.
House numbers should cost you no more than $5. They're magnetic. You can get the stick-on ones at Bunnings.
This one's really nice. Anyway, look, there was an interaction, though, when we went in to pay, and this lady was like, what flight were you on? And we're like, oh, gave our flight number. She demanded to know and then was super, super rude. We jumped on Google afterwards to check out to see if anyone else was finding, you know, her interaction rude. Oh, my God.
What was her name? Do you remember?
No, I can't
remember.
No
name tag.
No, Karen, probably.
Karen, let's call her Karen.
They call her Karen.
Great hair?
No, it was sort of dark hair.
Wearing an apron?
Yes, absolutely.
Right,
here's some of the reviews. Linda says, we thought the lady working there must have just been having a bad day given her grumpy and unfriendly demeanor. Reading the comments on here, though, it seems as though that's how she greets most people and how she does business. This is my first time visiting. I won't be back. One star. Macy says, someone has made a big effort to create a beautiful atmosphere in this place, but the dark-haired woman is working there was surly, unhelpful, and just plain rude. One star. They continue. Azza says, so, so rude. That's it. One star. Glenn says, I couldn't agree more with the low-star reviews. We were welcomed, but then decided to wander off. The lady serving us was so rude and annoyed by the fact that we didn't buy anything. I wanted to take a picture of the building, and she approached me in the most rude manner to say I couldn't take photos. Meanwhile, the lady who bought two chairs posted them on Instagram. So unfair, so rude, one star.
Question, do you think she owns this shop?
Yeah.
Because... if you were hiring somebody and reading those reviews,
them so
like,
quickly.
Get rid of her. What a liability.
There's dozens of reviews, one star of complaining about her.
If she was really friendly,
yeah,
would that have encouraged you perhaps to spend more money.
Absolutely. Like, we were already three quarters of the...
Doing ourselves in there, isn't it?
We'd almost bought the thing already. That's why we sort of committed to the purchase.
I just love that this has annoyed you so much that you've done a radio break about it, because, like I said, chill guy usually.
Yeah, usually.
You don't sweat the small stuff.
This lady, though, next level. Everyone else in Tasmania was awesome. She was the one person. I think I met the one Taswegian.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, rude. Guys, up next, we have $1,000 up for grabs. How good would that be? Replenish the bank account after Christmas holidays.
Yes,
you know,
please.
The vibe. This is how Smash for Cash works. We've smashed something with a massive hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's an everyday household item. All you've got to do is identify it. You win the money. Listen out for the sound. Here it is. All right, if you think you know what that is, you've been thinking about it over the break, give us a call right now, 131009, and I can reveal, Crevo, I do have approval from the management team here that have said we can give away a clue today.
Oh, today?
Clue next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times. Very simple game. At the end of last year, you know what it's like. Mm. You just want a holiday. We got a little bit angry, so we decided to get a hammer and we started smashing things around the radio station. We recorded it.
Yep.
And your job is to identify what this sound is.
Yeah,
that's
it.
The boss has approved a clue this morning.
Oh,
now,
good.
I'm just going to, like, give you this clue off the top of my head.
All right.
Could go too far. This item is definitely in your grandma's pantry.
Ooh.
Okay. So take a...
Have a think about that. Yeah, all right. It's time to meet Tom. He's from Taro. Works in retail. Didn't get a break over Christmas, but has so far managed to avoid getting COVID. Now, that is an achievement in itself. Loves his sports, a soccer player, and wants to splash the cash on his partner for their birthday. How you doing, Tom?
Good, as yourself.
Really good. What are you going to buy your partner if you get the $1,000 this morning?
I'm going to tuck her out for tea and she'll get this pretty expensive pair of gear since we want a couple other things.
Nice. Good stuff, man.
Meal and whatever.
How good that you've avoided COVID. I feel like the ones that have, we're the minority now, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Have you, like, do you know, like, are all your mates and family members suffering from it at the moment, or?
I know people that have had it. My partner's friends got it at
home
and she was with a couple of
Yeah, no good, eh? Keep safe, guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tommy, what do you think it is?
Oh, I've got... Yeah. I'm not fully sure, to be honest, but I think if it's in grandma's or your grandmother's cupboard, say it might be maybe like a cigar or a coffee jar.
A coffee jar, did you say? No.
No. Sorry, Tom.
Not what we're looking for.
Thanks, man. Playing again before 9 o'clock this morning, Smash for Cash worth $1,000. Now, you might have been wondering where Meg is.
Yeah.
She's got COVID.
Yep.
Poor bugger. Her and her fiancé, Josh.
They're both got it.
Up together.
Yeah.
We know that they love spending, like, time together.
In the apartment.
What do you reckon she's been doing? I reckon watching Sex in the City.
On
repeat. Yeah. Well, she's listening at the moment. Good morning, Meg.
Morning.
She just couldn't stay away. We're going to catch up with her next and see how she's feeling and what she's been up to after the news.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
Morning, Crevo. My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So, of course, you may have been noticing that Meg has not been on the show this morning. And that is because, at the moment, she's got COVID.
The vid.
Got COVID. She's been doing all right, but we're going to check in and give her a call and find out exactly what she's been up to, how she's feeling. Let's get a check on how she's doing, really.
Can I just say, Meg is the type of chick who never has a sick day. Like, maybe less than 5 in her whole life, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and this would be eating her up.
Here she is, with COVID-19 mm-hmm. holed up at home, and she's just been wanting to work all morning.
I know.
Like, up listening to the show. It's like, Meg, enjoy the time off, hun.
Keeps messaging with, you know, stuff to help us out, which we appreciate, but you've got COVID, just take a rest.
Yeah, we'll catch up with Megzy Sparkles.
Megzy Sparkles.
Here in
exactly.
The Novos.
Prevo, of course, we are down a team member today. Meg has COVID-19. She joins us now.
Good morning, Meg. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. Hello. Finally, on the tail end of it, I think.
You sound pretty good. So, I guess, you know, how'd you get it? What happened? Tell us the story.
Well, I thought the smart idea, considering at the end of last year, New South Wales was screwed with COVID.
Yeah.
Let's go to Queensland.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And then we all went out and I went to a couple of venues, came home, and yeah, tested positive.
Oh, that sucks. So, what symptoms did you have before you tested? Were you like, oh, I'm a bit scratchy throat, or what's going on?
Well, I didn't actually have any symptoms, though. That's the thing. So, I got a notification that someone at the airport had COVID
when
I left. So, I'm like, and we're meant to go see some family that night. And I'm, you know, I'll do a rapid test just to be safe. And it came up positive. And I'm like, I don't have any symptoms.
Oh, jeez. And has it remained that way the whole time? Like, or
I wish.
All right.
So awkward, though, now you've given it to your fiancé, Josh. How are you guys dealing together? Like,
does he blame you?
I think I've apologised about 70,000 times in the last week. I'm sorry I put you through this.
Do you know what sucks, though, Meg? Because you're on the mend right now, feeling a lot better, he's obviously just tested positive, like, 2 days ago. So does that mean that you're doing everything for him now? Because he's
sick. Good. He hasn't asked for anything.
He's a good man.
He's poking now savior. And again to see if he's alive.
Are you still alive?
Get on the couch.
Yeah, so you guys just have like a one-bedroom flat. Have you been sleeping one on the couch, one in the bed, or what's been the...
No. Because his assumption was when I got sick originally, he's like, you know what, I'm going to get it eventually, don't worry about it.
Right, of course, because there's nowhere to isolate.
We've got one bathroom, one bedroom, one very small living room. There was no escaping it.
See, Meg, it's interesting. Question. So, obviously, you went to Brisbane, you caught up with your best mate, you got COVID.
Yeah.
Now, I had a COVID scare as well. Thankfully, it turns out I didn't actually have COVID because I went to a New Year's party and nearly everyone tested positive at the party in Sydney. But are you getting from, like, you know, people in your life, well, you shouldn't have went out and partying? Have you been getting
that from anyone? Attitude?
Oh, I got it so much.
Really?
Like, for my results. It's like, shut up. Like, we're encouraged to live our lives.
Yeah.
Get out there, have a fun time, spend money in the economy. But then when you get COVID, I mean...
It's your
there's
fault.
There's always that guy that says something.
I think you have to go...
Well, like I said, though, I've been spending money regardless, being in COVID isolation, Uber Eats, DoorDash, all that kind of stuff, getting all of my money.
Yeah, the shares for those companies are getting pumped right up now. Now, I did notice on one of your stories, I think it was on Instagram, you had the bird. You were holding one of your birds, right?
Yes.
And you're like, I can't pat the bird. Is that because you're worried about giving it COVID? COVID or what?
I didn't think that I said that. I can't remember saying that.
Oh, I thought it was like, you can't give the
brain fog, Meg.
I can't give the bird scritches now or something like that.
Oh, no. So that was one of my birds. It was her birthday and she just doesn't like me touching her.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because we thought you were worried about giving the bird COVID.
I'm like, it's sitting on your hand.
We did Google that to make sure.
Hey, Meg, look after yourself, doll.
Yeah.
Come back to work when you're ready.
I'll be back annoying the crap out of you. Don't worry about that.
Milk this like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get very little opportunities to have an extra week off. Do it!
Take it and enjoy it the best you can.
This is the earliest I've been up in like a month.
No, Megs.
Take care of yourself.
If you need anything, let us know. We might actually have a surprise coming for you in the next day or two.
Yeah,
I'm working on something
in
the site.
Don't worry.
Be warned.
Thanks, Meg. Guys, up next, I want to talk about my holiday. So if you were listening to the show at the Ask Ender last year, you would have heard I was going on a camping trip with one of my really good mates. We hired a camper van, drove up the coast. Wow.
Your first...
Let me tell you, I've got a week's worth of stories from that.
It's pretty much your first ever camping trip, wasn't it?
Pretty much. I want to kick it off next, though, with the first of my week-long series of Around the Campfire with Maddie.
Excellent. So can't wait for this.
Basically, long story short, there was a sickness involved, and it's still lingering to this day.
The Novos.
And now, of course, first day back from holidays. Now, my 4 weeks off basically consisted of different camping trips, Crevo. Now, you may remember me talking about my trip up to the Gold Coast. So, me and my mate hired a camper van
One
of those camper van places in Sydney, Toyota Hiace. It was a big old thing. Let's just say it's a little bit cramped. So, we set off on the first day of holidays, and it was fantastic. Basically, what we did here is we sort of did, like, intermittent driving. So, I drive for 3 hours and stop at one place, stay for a couple of days until we finally made it to the Gold Coast.
I think that's a great way of doing it, because if you change every night, you're constantly packing up.
Let me tell you, it was hard. The camper van, I'm going to tell you from the outset, we paid for, I think it was 11 nights in the camper van. Now, we got to night, I think it was 6.
Yeah.
Arrived on the Gold Coast. The beds were very uncomfortable. I'd rather sleep on a concrete slab. Like,
really?
It was that bad. And I was kind of in the booth part at the top. So, I don't know if you've seen those camper vans. It's like this standard Hiace.
Yeah.
But they've, like, ripped the roof off.
Yeah.
And they've put, like, this capsule-looking, next level on the car.
Like a mezzanine. It looks
that's
as if...
That's what they actually called it, the mezzanine.
That's what it sounds like, a fancy thing, right? But what it actually is a van with a hat on.
Absolutely. That is the best way of putting it.
Small and cramped.
Now, I drew the short straw and I had to sleep
in the
roof part. Now, in the hat. And now, to get up on the hat, I got into the van the first night and I'm like, okay, where's the little stepladder? Well, this thing's meant to be luxury, no stepladder. So what I had to do was climb up onto my friend's bed, which was the table pulled down, onto the tiny little sink and crawl into this little tiny cavernous bed, and I say that very loosely, bed, which had maybe... it was maybe like 50 centimeters
of headroom.
Of headroom. So, like, I couldn't sit up. I couldn't put my legs up. It was awful.
That's torture if you can't sit up.
Well, we got to the Gold Coast. We got an Airbnb because we just couldn't take it anymore. Now, look, the intent was there to go through and, you know, have a great time and reconnect with nature.
Yeah.
Ended up being my friend going to bed at 6:30 every night. All right.
Oh.
And I was, like, wanting to go out drinking.
Yeah, go to the pub.
But we had very different ideas of what
a good time is.
And, yeah, 6:30. Every night we'd go to bed, the sun was still up.
Well, that's
so
ridiculous.
I was, like, there sneaking drinks.
There's kids playing basketball in the street.
Do you know what the standout of the trip was? Every night, 6:30, he'd jump into bed, and he has this routine where he puts on his favourite TV show to fall asleep, which is Frasier.
What?
You know the show Frasier?
I know the show, but it's from like 40 years ago.
All I can hear, a lot of the time no reception, mind you, so I'm just sitting there looking at the roof that's like 20 centimetres in front of my face. Daphne! Daphne! So I know all about Frasier now. What ended up happening, though, poor Lee is suffering still, so we've been about weeks now. He got listeria.
What?
From the water tank.
Isn't that like an 18th century illness back in the plague times?
Well, it's a kind of bacteria. So it's found in like soil, water. So with this camper van, you'd shove the hose into the water tank and then you could use the tap and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He was drinking the water from
rookie.
The tank. Terrible. Still sick to this day.
Oh, my God. How many, like, because you came back 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
So he's... Poor guy.
Suffered
he's never
going to
go camping again, and he's not a camping guy.
And you would have been the one going, nah, I'm only drinking bottled water.
I was,
I'm not drinking that.
Yeah.
And he would have been going, oh, you're such a weakling, Matty. And who gets the last laugh? Me, because I don't have to be a part of any of it.
So much happened, though. That was just a brush of the surface.
Oh,
all this week I've got around the campfire stories from my camping trip. And let me tell you, tomorrow on the show... Let's just say things got a little bit weird when there were no toilets in sight.
I can't
that
wait.
Story
I can't wait.
The Novos.
Hey, you're the Novos, Maddie, Meg, and Crevo. Now, we are the only radio station that is giving away a boat.
For Terrace Boating, your specialists in new and used boats, wave runners, and water sport accessories.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to summer.
New FM's 105 Days of Summer is getting hotter.
They've got a hot one for you.
UFM's $15,000 Float Your Boat.
Now, I feel like in life, especially in this country, the Aussie dream, when you've actually made it in life, I think is when you have a pool in your backyard or you own a boat.
Either one of those, you've made it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're
giving away a $15,000 boat package. It's a tinny. It's amazing. Can you just imagine owning a tinny? Oh. That's actually my dream.
Yeah, it's so cool because not only do you get the boat, but you get in the trailer, you get in the motor, all the bits and bobs that you need, the bucket, everything.
Hey, all thanks to Terrace Boating, guys, at Quintrex 370 Outback Explorer up for grabs. Not just one, not two. We are letting three people onto the standby list this morning, guys.
Exclusive.
Announcing the winner this week. Shall we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, first up, please, Crevo.
All right, who do we have here?
UFM, what's your name?
Hi, it's Mel. How are you?
Oh, Mel,
you're on the list.
Yay!
Good luck. All right, are you a boating fan, your partner, your family? What's the situation? Oh.
Look, I've been ringing up for a while now. I've been trying to get my partner on the standby list, but he's annoyed me in the last week. So I'm going to win this boat and I'm going to go live on it.
Mel, we're back now. Everything's okay. Yes. You're on the list, of course.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Next up is Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the list, my man.
Ah, choice.
Yeah.
Now, are you a fisherman? Do you like wakeboarding? What's your boating situation?
Fishing all the time, mate. All the time.
Nice one. So,
the problem of not being able to go cruising too.
Yeah, well, a boat is going to be, you know, a big thing for you. Have you always wanted a boat?
Always.
Hey, Peter, do you have like a captain's outfit you could wear when you're, driving this said boat?
Oh, no, but I'll be definitely buying...
Buy a little captain's hat. I can see you in that. I love that. Thank you. One more, guys. Let's go to Justin. You're on the list.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, mate.
Congratulations, man. It could be yours.
Oh, that's awesome. Hopefully, because tomorrow's my birthday, so that'll be an awesome birthday present.
How old are you, Justin?
I'll be 46.
46. Good time to own a tinny. Your missus is sick of you. Spent the last 20 years annoying each other. At least you can both have some peace, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know it. Justin, thank you. More chances to get your name on the standby list right across your day at New FM Group.
And more for the rest of the week. But next, though, the winning continues, potentially. $1,000 is up for grabs with Smash for Cash. This is the sound you have to figure out. What did we smash with a hammer? Clue got given away earlier. Do you want to re-reveal it?
Yeah, you can definitely find this in your grandma's pantry.
That's right.
If you think you know what it is. 1310-09, all of the incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance at the money if you'd like to win. Let's meet our contestant because we've smashed something with a hammer. We gave away a clue as well. Now, this clue, you need to think about it carefully. It could be or is likely to be in your grandmother's cupboard.
Yeah, we'll play it one more time.
That's right. If you know what that is, this is your chance. Let's meet our contestant.
Yes, her name is Dorothy. She's about to smash some Vegemite toast at work. She works in admin.
I like that.
She says she's young at heart, adventurous, and she says she is, guys, the queen bitch. Dorothy, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for calling. You sound like fun, Dorothy. How was your holiday? You back at work for good now?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully going to finish up in a few more weeks. I'm looking at retirement at the moment. So
oh, how good.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
You are the queen bitch, Dorothy.
Yeah.
I love that.
More importantly, how was the toast?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got to that yet. It's a little bit too brown. I forgot about it in the toaster.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
We'll give you some money if we can. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is tell us what that sound is.
That's right.
I'm thinking it might be a preserving jar.
Now, that might be in great-grandma's pantry, but not in grandma's pantry.
No, not what we're looking for.
Thank
good
you,
guess, though.
Thanks,
good
Dorothy.
Use of the clue. It's important to use the clues.
Preserving jar. I guess I'm old. Like, yeah, it's great-grandma.
Yeah.
You're over 85.
I'm doing preserving. They call it Vicola.
You get some apricots.
Preserve peaches.
Guys, Eddie's back tomorrow. We are done for the day. 105 minutes commercial free. Up next with Jackson.
Yo.
Do you own a preserving jar, right?
No, but I got this song out of it.
Nice.
Vanessa Amorosi. Yes. From like 1999 or something like
it's
that.
Very old.
It is, yes.
Hey.
What a vibe. Anyway. Lil Nas.
Oh, good song.
As well, if you're into the youngins. What about this?
Yes.
Ava Max. Sweet but Psycho.
Good as well.
We love it, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll see you then. Bye.
See ya.